Andrew Meyer has written extensively about the wars in Chechnya that began 10 years ago. He's been to the village of Beslan, and he says there's significance to the location of today's hostage siege.
The Republic of North Ossetia has traditionally been, for decades, even going back to the Soviet times, really the Kremlin's strongest foothold in this area of turmoil called the North Caucasus. So there's a political element here to the location.
The idea then would be rebels potentially from Chechnya particularly upset by Russian involvement in the province?
Well, the point being that they have effectively and very dramatically, unfortunately, put the lie to Mr. Putin and to his aides in the Kremlin's line that the war in Chechnya, although it's in its 10th year, is stable, things are under control. With this very dramatic move, they've put the lie, and they've actually said, well, look, we can expand it. We can widen the territory of the conflict, not narrowing it at all.
A little context here. There's a statement on the website of one of the radical separatist Chechen groups denying involvement in this attack, but also at the same time saying this: there is no excuse for these inhumane actions, but there's also no excuse for 42,000 Chechen school children killed by the Russian military. Can you explain the backdrop of that statement?
Well, the Chechen groups, and there are, I emphasize, groups who are armed, militant, Islamic rebel groups, are fractured now, and they have traditionally not taken responsibility in the immediate aftermath of such events. However, in interviews, they do, when they want to, certainly allow their leaders to take credit. And it's important to note that the most recent of those interviews was by arguably the most important and the most prominent Chechen rebel, a man named Shamil Basayev, who has been fighting for most of those 10 years against the Russians. He gave an interview, it was broadcast in July, in which he said, we will continue our terror acts. He was very blunt, but we will restrict them to the bounds of the Russian Federation. Although he added rather ominously, we have the wherewithal to carry those attacks beyond Russia. So this bears all the trademarks of Basayev attack. It's very similar to the very famous attack in the fall of 2002, the Moscow theater siege, although it's still too early. No one has authoritatively claimed credit yet.
You mentioned the siege of the theater in Moscow. There have been a number of other hostage-taking incidents by Chechen rebels. Can you remind us of what those were?
Well, the most dramatic echo here is clearly the Budyonovsk raid in the summer of 1995, towards the beginning of the war. It was just some 6 months old at the time, when a group of Chechen rebels, at that time led by the same man, Shamil Basayev, stormed into Russia proper. They crossed north into the territory of Stavropol, Stavropolsky Krai. It's a region just north of Chechnya. And they herded civilians into a local hospital. More than 100 people were killed. It's still a matter of great debate who killed them. There was a botched attempt by the Russian riot police, which seemed to have killed, the best reporting says that they killed a number of those innocent, the civilians who were killed. But in the end, it was a disaster for then-President Boris Yeltsin, because after a period of some days negotiating, Basayev and the rebels were allowed to leave the hospital, and they were in fact escorted by Russian troops back into Chechnya. Now, they had taken civilians with them, but it did not end at all well for the Kremlin.
Can you think of another case, though, when Chechen rebels have targeted children in particular?
Well, this is of course an unfortunate and the terrible tragedy looming is that of these several hundred now in the school, some hundred, at least 100, are children. During that same theater siege, of course, there were children in the audience. Some were released, but there were certainly teenagers who were held and even who perished when the Russians used the military gas that was part of the final endgame of that hostage taking.
Andrew Meyer was a reporter in Moscow for Time magazine during the Chechen Wars. He's author of the book Black Earth, A Journey Through Russia After the Fall.